Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Look at how dissatisfied Trump looks. This is the moment he realized everybody hates him. Just watch his face one more time. Not happy. As Donald Trump is underwater on every single issue, according to a poll released today, he decided to fly to New York and attend the men's final where he got relentlessly booed. Listen, I see so many Trump supporters in my comments that try to troll, which is fine. You can listen to the videos, but if you're asking yourself today why the President of the United States is mercilessly and repeatedly booed to an extent that no other president has been in the past, I want to answer that for you throughout this video. I'm going to walk you through what Trump has done just over the past 48 hours that could lead to a lot of American citizens disliking him. There is a reason why the exact moment his face popped up on the screen in New York at the Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing Meadows, there is a reason why the entire stadium booed him. There's a reason why these boos pierced through the muting that the showrunners tried to enact. So before this even happened, we learned that the USTA asked broadcasters to censor any reaction to Donald Trump's attendance at the US Open, which is like an implicit admission that Donald Trump is likely going to get booed because he's unpopular. Not only did this memo that was reported by a tennis reporter, Beth Rosenberg, say that Trump will be shown on the feeds, it said, we ask all broadcasters to refrain from showcasing any disruptions or reactions in response to the president's attendance. All you have to do is look at this recent poll released today to see that Trump's approval rating on every single issue is underwater. Somehow his approval rating on border security is high, fine, but deportations underwater, trade even more underwater, and when it comes to inflation, it's awful. And if you're going to say that this room was full of Democrats or Democratic shills, this says, which of the following emotions best describes the way you currently feel about the actions the Trump admin has taken during its term? And it ranges from thrilled, happy, satisfied, to neutral, angry, furious. Take a look at this. Let me know which one describes you guys. Make sure you drop a like. Let me know which adjective describes you. But when we look at Republicans, a lot of them are thrilled or happy or satisfied, and a lot of them are actually neutral, surprisingly neutral. Now, Democrats are enraged. They are furious, as they should be. We actually are paying attention. On the other hand, independents, this is the important one, independents range from neutral to furious. Almost no independents are thrilled or happy. If you look at the left, 1% of independents are thrilled. But then it says 11% of independents are furious, 10% are angry, 35% dissatisfied, 34% neutral. I bet we can move a lot of these neutrals to the dissatisfied or angry as we continue to expose this administration. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Ockler feed to help me do that. And let's break down this booing. First of all, can I just point out that the Trump administration's Rapid Response 47 account, this account essentially serves as a propaganda machine for the Trump administration, just covering MAGA supporters' eyes, leaving them blind. They think Trump is this popular king that everybody loves. But no, I'm going to play for you this exact angle in just 1 second, and you can hear the booing. In this clip, for example, Trump is standing next to Pam Bondi, and you hear him being booed. Take a listen. If that's not enough, you see Trump getting booed the moment that he hops on the Jumbotron. The moment that he's put on the large screen, you hear the entire audience begin to boo him. Take a listen. There's a reason why they're booing the moment he appears. And you know what pisses me off? A lot of Republicans will make the argument online, this is so disrespectful to the President of the United States and our flag. Are you joking? This is the president who has repeatedly stomped on the Constitution, Like, quite literally, he tried to overthrow an election by storming the Capitol. He then signed an executive order against birthright citizenship, which is just absolute BS. Time and time again, he has deported people with no due process, extrajudicial killings. This administration does not care about anything that has made America great in the past. They are trying to reshape it in this oligarchical image that Elon Musk will benefit from more than the average American. The point is, there's a reason why everybody's booing him, and I don't want to hear a single conservative say that this is anti-American. Trump is anti-American, and the people who support him really need to get their shit together. I'm sorry. Here's another angle of this happening. And when you begin to threaten cities as well, then you deserve to be booed. Here's what's happening on the ground in Chicago.
We're right at the front of a major protest in downtown Chicago that is right outside Trump Tower here in the city. And part of what they are protesting here, as you hear them cheering and really booing in some cases outside of Trump Tower, is they are protesting no Trump, no troops.
No Trump, no troops. Again, this is not just a Democratic or Republican thing. When I showed you this chart, you see that independents care a lot about this. Independents are dissatisfied. They are angry, some furious. We need to move these neutrals over because people understand the danger, but it's just manifesting in these cities. In D.C., we see a church bell ringing to support the protesters. Take a listen. A beautiful display of solidarity. Brian Allen says, breaking, Trump was mercilessly booed at the U.S. Open and Fox News tried to erase it with static. Trump couldn't fix the audio without muting the truth. A packed New York crowd saw him and did what the courts won't, at least temporarily, momentarily held him accountable. An amazing, beautiful display. I just want to end this off with some simple thoughts. As we get closer to the midterms, even the 2028 election, the Trump admin will become increasingly desperate to make sure that they are consolidating power and that free and fair elections don't exist. Now, this could be everything from subtle voter suppression, which has been existing for decades. I mean, just suppressing minority communities through voter ID laws. I'm not saying that's subtle. I'm just saying that's more insidious, or it could be something as blatant as redistricting a state right in a mid-census cycle. Either way, the admin is going to get more and more desperate. He's threatening Chicago, getting booed as he travels to cities. I wouldn't be surprised if this dude has a negative reaction to getting booed and begins threatening New York. But right now, he's been laser focused on stirring up tension in Chicago, posting about the Department of War. And this will backfire. It'll continue to backfire. As he lands in different cities, in different states, he'll continue to realize the American people are rejecting this type of authoritarianism. And we got to keep pushing the message out there. I appreciate every single person who watches the Adam Mockler channel. We're building a brilliant team of high-powered people. We're picking the best people here. We've got a brilliant editor, Victor. We've got a lead policy advisor, Micah, who's constantly helping me with the stats. He was in a video earlier. We have Midas Touch that we're partnered with. We have Hayden managing the channel. So thank you to everybody who does the work on this channel. Thank you to you all, and I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.